Florida doctors and dentists argued Medicaid was shortchanging them on reimbursement rates. U.S. appellate judge Adalberto Jordan agreed. Florida Dental Association President Richard Stevenson says low reimbursement was a major factor for dentists in the state refusing to accept Medicaid patients. Stevenson says he's looking forward to legislators providing enough funds to better care for the state's underserved and vulnerable populations.
We fully intend to try to get everybody that needs treatment treated. We will work at all ends of it. Of course, funding, of course, is the biggest drawback in any part of the equation.
Children in the state were largely affected from a shortage of care providers and the controversial switching, where patients are not told about a change of physician. The state argues it's fixed the issue under a newly implemented Medicaid managed care system. Florida physicians think otherwise. Tallahassee physician Louis St. Petrie blames Medicaid managed care for what he sees as worsening the situation for low-income kids.
Since the MMA rollout, which occurred this past summer, we actually find that kids have less access than they had before. I think the MMA program sounds good on paper, but in actual fact, there's just as much switching, there's just as much lack of access to care.
St. Petrie is the executive vice president of the Florida chapter of the American Academy of Pediatricians, which is among the groups that filed the lawsuit. Doctors and dentists continue pushing Governor Rick Scott and the legislature to grant more funds and improve the administration of Medicaid managed care. For WFSU News, I am D.A. Robin.